KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN, 97.5, a Gao Media Station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final 60 minutes of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, right here at the Gal Media Studios, where everyone in the halls is buzzing about Imelda.
Yeah, Imelda is the
tropical
big thing
storm,
right now.
Heading this way, but also the fact that we were
talking
about
should we just stay
this
home for a couple days?
It's up to you. I mean, we don't have the setup of some of the big timers at other stations where they have the ISDN lines at their house and we could just do it from
home.
I
have really good internet. Just give me the Comrex and I'll do it from the house. Didn't Lance figure out how to do this on his iPad?
Yep, sure did.
Let's just do that, guys.
Well, he's out there right now. We can get the instructions.
No way AJ lets us do
that.
Nope. Lenny said on the college thing, Lenny said, Barry, I agree with you to a point about the autographs, but you just know there's guys that'll take it too far and be paid 10 grand by a booster for an autograph. And I say to that, so?
So what?
Why do we care so much about what a booster spends his money on and what a kid gets from that booster? At some point, everybody's just like, oh, well, that's wrong. Who said it's wrong? The NCAA? Because it takes money out of their pocket? That's why they said it's wrong? So we just all immediately agree and believe that it's not okay for some rich-ass booster to pay some fantastic college quarterback for his autograph? At the end of the day, who cares? It's his money and his money. Why are you so upset about it?
Here's the thing. If you want
to
really
you,
get
Lenny,
that picky about this, then as the NCAA, you can try and sanction the limits of how much you can make. If you want to go that far, but that's what I'm going to say. Let me take this a step further. Because the reason why I'm with you in saying who cares and why is because if you're a big fan of a college program and it really pisses you off how many one-and-dones there are or athletes that are looking for the first trip that they can get out of there to try and go to the pros to make some money because they need to make some cake, maybe this keeps that guy at your school an extra year or two because he goes, you know what? My draft prospects are kind of borderline right now. I know that for me and my family, I've got to go to the NFL or I've got to go to the NBA because I got to make cake. Right? But instead, because of this happening, I can stay where I know that I'm already kind of an iconic, heroic type figure on this team. I can work on my game and get better, but I can also make enough money in the process to where it's worth my while and my family's while for me to hang in there a little longer.
Lenny said, because I said, why do you care? Why is this such a bad thing? He said, because inevitably it leaks into recruiting and then guys go, well, the Bama boosters pay more. I hate to break this to you guys, but all the places that this would happen, guys are going there anyways. Mm-hmm. And there's only so many spots on a team to begin with. So, yeah, are you going to get one or two extra guys that maybe go to one program than the other? It's possible, but there's still plenty of guys that don't fall within those categories that are still going to want to play college football, that do it anyways, that aren't bitching about money because they just want the education and a chance to play some football and possibly be considered for a draft. You're talking about, you know, it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of your problems come from 20% of your clients and vice versa. It'd be the same thing. You're talking about 80% of the money is going to be spent on 20% of the players, period. But there's still going to be college football.
But again, that's why I said, when you got a borderline guy, that's maybe what, a third-round pick? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a situation where maybe it's more conducive to him to stay in school if there's a way that he can make it worth his while.
Yeah, I think the problem becomes if I'm looking at a $10,000 autograph and millions of dollars, that $10,000 autograph's not keeping me in there. That's the problem with
thing,
the argument.
But how many different deals can you set up?
That's what I'm saying, though. It doesn't matter. It's better equal millions than I'm passing up
but
to go play football.
But if you're
going to
be a third or fourth round pick, you go to an NFL team, you get cut?
Yeah. I mean, you're probably not getting cut, but
you don't know.
Okay.
Well, if you're a third round pick of the Texans, you are.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it'd be like, can I back out if the Texans draft me in the third round? Because I know I'm doomed to be cut. All right, let's take a couple of these calls.
Go ahead.
Don has been holding the longest. He wants to talk about paying college athletes. Don, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
So this is what I had. This is my take on paying the college athletes. I agree that the autographs and the pictures should be straight funds for the college kids. But since the schools own the jersey, per se, but the college athlete name is on the back, why don't they just negotiate a percentage of the jersey sales and give that back to the kids? You know what I mean? And I think that'll kind of, so that way kids in college won't be making millions of dollars if they just give them whatever they make from their jersey sales. But if you can give them 20% or 25% of all of their jersey sales, then, hey, I think that'll be a good thing as well. I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say.
Appreciate it, Don.
Thanks,
yeah,
Don.
The problem in all of this, and it's going to be the problem in all this, is Title IX. And I'm not suggesting that Title IX is a problem from the perspective of what it was intended to do.
It's a hurdle at the very minimum.
Yeah, it's part of the reason why they can't figure this out, because there are no volleyball jersey sales. No one's rushing out to buy a volleyball jersey. That's just a fact.
Speak for yourself, bro.
You like the shorts, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know you got a couple of those booty shorts.
Hey,
you
Nick,
know you rock them.
Do they look like jammers?
Well, you've seen them because you know that the shorts and the knee pads are what you're worried about.
Wow. You're putting them on knee pads?
Well, that's what volleyball players
that
wear.
That seemed a little over the top, even for you.
Now, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but there was a time, too, when you were in a university, when to Don's point, he was talking about the jerseys and things like that. What they would do is they would sell the jerseys, but they wouldn't put the numbers and make available the numbers of all the best players. So you could get that Florida football jersey, you just couldn't get the Tebow 15.
Right.
Or you could get the Fab 5, but you couldn't get the Jalen Rose 5 and the Chris Webbers and the Juwan Howard.
What was Weber 4?
Weber was 4, oh. Correct. So, I mean, you could go that route as well, but you know that people are going to bootleg their own. They're going to find a way to get it done.
Sure.
But why in circumventing all of that, because you know the companies are going to get out there doing it, are you doing it just to take money away, an opportunity away from a kid who's the reason why you're trying to wear that number in the first place?
Right. And the other thing is, and a lot of people are starting to chime in on this, and it's like, well, if you don't think the boosters aren't already paying players.
Sure are.
Exactly. All this is saying is now you no longer have to hide it, and your school's not punished. This is now, if you want to cap certain things, like you said, like boosters can pay for autographs, but there's a limit if you are a registered booster with Alabama or whatever that becomes. I'm fine with some of that. My whole point is, and will continue to be, there's got to be some sort of compromise.
Yeah.
The way it stands now sucks.
It's
got to
be
a compromise somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's got
to
be a compromise.
And let's be honest, Barry, to your last point, if I'm Fred Jones and I'm a registered booster with Alabama, but I own Jones Toyota,
right,
and I decide that you know, I've done my booster part, but now representing Jones Toyota, I sign players to do autograph sessions and appearances. Now they're getting extra
but
anyway.
Again, who is that hurting? Because then you're going to tell me, well, only the best athletes are going to go to Alabama. Newsflash, only the best athletes already go to Alabama.
All you got
to
do, I tweeted it the other day, Duke men's basketball put out their new players lounge video. If you just want to look at that and realize colleges are doing okay, and they're putting a lot of money in terms of making sure that their players come there and stay there and do so they're not hurting.
Plenty of reasons. Let's take William's call, and then we're going to move on to a new topic here. William, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good, man.
Good. A couple of questions about that. You know, there's the term amateur, and I'm not sure who is responsible for providing that definition of the term amateur, but somebody out there is, which means they're not getting paid any money until they turn professional. In the state of Texas, you've got unbelievable junior high school kids, etc. And you were just talking about Jones Toyota, and that person may be an Alabama person, etc. Are they paying junior high school students to go to a certain high school? Are they then paying them to, after high school, to go to a certain college, and that's why they're making money? That's the only place I see a real problem and everything you're discussing, because it's not just going to stay at college. It's going to go down to high school. It's going to go down to junior high school and keep escalating. And there's got to be some limit somewhere, but I just don't know what that limit would be.
Appreciate the call, William. Here's the first thing. It's already happened.
I was going to say, LeBron's mom have a
Hummer?
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself.
And they didn't grow up wealthy.
Right. It's already happening.
Yeah.
And in terms of your amateur statement, the bottom line is that you're an amateur in your given sport. So therefore, you are an amateur until you start taking money and payments to play that sport. But in terms of, are you an amateur if, I mean, you could be a law student that wrote a book. And you know what? You're not taking money as a law student for the university. You're taking money because you're going to a bookstore signing books or doing things like that. Same thing. You can maintain your amateur status in terms of your playing eligibility.
And still have things on the side.
And still get paid for an appearance.
For your face, for your signature,
but not
things like that.
Yeah. Well, and you already are getting paid to play because you're getting a scholarship. And my whole thing.
And food.
Let's go back to this. Why is it that we're so enamored with the term amateur? Do you think that it has anything to do with the fact that the NCAA wants to continue to push the narrative of amateur status so that they don't have to give up the money to these players?
Very possible. They have more money for themselves as an organization. Like,
remember, the Olympics used to be amateurs, and then most of the world wasn't abiding by that, just the U.S. And then we were like, well, screw you guys. We no longer have to have, quote, amateurs that play Olympic basketball. It's all part of this NCAA narrative. That's why we're so hung up on, well, they're amateurs, but who says they have to be? Why are we so adamant that college players have to be amateurs and can't get paid?
And the other thing to his point is, why is it every time that there's an investigation going back in time for a guy that's now in the NBA or whatever, we find out that they were driving a brand new car, that
all the latest jewelry and
their parents had a house.
They come from a rough background where they didn't have money, but they have gold and diamonds and all the latest and gadgets and nice cars. And come on, man, are we that naive? And why do we care? Somebody said that. Why do we care what millionaires give to these kids? I don't. That's the point. And I don't think anybody else should.
No, there you go. So there's a little bit of a good discussion back and forth about a topic that was front and center this week. So if you guys have something else you want to bring to the table that we can kick around, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with this final hour as it rolls on right here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. Another good one. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Tomorrow, way back Wednesday. You said you got it figured out, Barry, so we'll...
I already gave it to you guys.
You didn't
Did
give
I
it
not?
To us. No, you, oh. you, you oh, advertised and
you
teased
didn't
it.
Want it. That sounded weird.
What was it?
I gave it to you and you didn't want it.
That was last week. I don't remember this happening this week.
I was going to call you by some initials that
Antonio
I
Antonio Brown?
Yes. I was going to go, look, AB.
Can we talk about this whole farting in the face thing?
Yeah, what was up with that?
So, did you watch the video?
I did.
There's a video of him. Okay, if you haven't heard, there's several things I want to get to. I want to get to this broke-ass version of Daddy Yankee that was on the halftime show last night.
I saw you right.
I don't know what that was about, but that was almost cursed. I know I didn't do it. You don't have to.
That totally sounded like it.
I almost did. That was awful. That was like, I was like, who is this equate off-brand version of Daddy Yankee that this hill country fair looking, that was bad.
Cross that off the list. What else was on the list?
I don't even know who that was. Do we know who this cat was?
Yeah, they advertised or promoted who it was several times, like Tim Lee and someone.
Who?
But I don't know. I don't know who it was. God. I mean, they kept saying, stay tuned for it. And then you were like, who the hell is this?
And then you
I saw
did stay tuned and you were like, I wish I would have not
stayed. Well, the Astros were playing, so I had to get back to that game. So I tuned it out.
But this whole Antonio Brown farting in the face of his doctor.
Yeah.
I feel, pardon the expression, it's a little blown out of proportion.
I see what you
Okay. Joel, please calm down.
Moon River.
Because he wasn't farting in his face. He was just farting. There's a big difference. So if you don't know what happened, Antonio Brown was at his doctor getting his body fat percentages checked by this doctor. And this doctor's got this some sort of device that he's rubbing on like his chest and his abs just to check the body fat.
Like a caliper? Or?
Something like. No, it's like a almost like an ultrasound kind of device.
Okay.
While he's doing that, he's sitting in a chair. Antonio Brown is standing to his left, standing, but facing... Not away from him. Kind of, they're both facing the same direction. Antonio Brown is a little behind him, so he's reaching back a little bit. So he's not in front of him. Antonio Brown's not in front of him with his butt in his face. He's Antonio Brown's behind him slightly. The doctor's reaching up, and he's doing the exam. And the whole time he's doing it, Antonio Brown is farting loudly, like that. That was almost
well
like,
done, Nicholas.
It was funny. It was a little gross, but to say that he farted in his face was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I think it was partly because of the reaction of the doctor. He didn't say, like, if that was you, you would just say, oh, you nasty son of a...
Yeah, I totally... I do.
You would have said something.
I've done it.
He was awkwardly quiet.
Joe's like, yeah, you weren't very nice.
The doctor was just quiet, and you could tell he wasn't appreciative of the...
Well, would you be appreciative if someone was farting in your office?
Right, and
but
he kept doing
it. But it wasn't in his face.
And it was the aroma was.
It was intentional, too.
That's how smell works. Yeah. But it was intentional. He had to fart, and he farted.
He didn't have to. It was intentional. You
no,
could tell
he had to fart. You don't fart if you don't have to fart.
He could have held it. He was trying.
Well, I'm not going to go into details, but you're not just conjuring up a fart just out of nowhere.
I would agree with that.
Because you might frap.
I know some females, though.
Oh, boy.
Anyways.
Do you digress?
Digress.
Okay.
Anyways, it wasn't... Because when I saw the headline that said Antonio Brown farted in my face, I was thinking that Antonio Brown put his butt in the doctor's face and farted. And that is not what happened.
It's all about that caption.
But exactly. You do know the second allegation. It's just more stacking up on this guy. The second allegation that came out yesterday about the artist.
Yeah, we talked about
it yesterday. Yeah, that we talked about. I mean, look, that you can have kind of a interpretation of whether it was farting in the face or not or anything like that.
He
but
was
you
in
can
the
pretty
room.
Much
it
tell
wasn't in the face.
That, yeah,
it was gross.
But if you got an artist kneeling in front of you and you've got a washcloth over your junk and you're uncomfortably close.
But I think there's a big...
Sure, I get it.
There's a big difference in distinction if someone is actually farting in your face. This is how people get pink eye. We don't want to start spreading that, all right? But that's probably how you get mono, too. I don't know.
Maybe. By the way, did you see and I retweeted it?
Someone
did you
check
see the
on
female?
Sam Darnold.
I was going to say, did you see the female in the crowd last night with the sign that said, I gave Sam mono?
No. That's
yes.
Awesome.
And she kept sticking her tongue out at the camera like, I gave Sam Darnold mono.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
He was striking while the iron was hot, so to speak, but it was a little blown out of proportion.
Used. But behind, you got them all in.
Just having a discussion as an adult.
Are you?
Farting is a natural, as I tell my wife all the time, this is a very natural thing that all people do.
I tell my wife the same thing.
Women try to say they don't fart.
Which is a lie.
And it's a lie. Y'all just vampire fart.
Which means
they don't come out in the daytime. They just at night.
I've got the audio. This is why it sounds so intentional. Listen.
Okay.
Hello. Because of bodybuilders, this is pretty freaking low.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That wasn't in itself his face. Sounds intentional.
Well, like he forced it?
It's a trumpet.
Well, because of bodybuilders, this is pretty freaking low.
That did not happen.
That
to
just
be.
Sounds like a guy that had just had his protein shake, which can give you the bubble guts a little bit. And you're at the doctor's. What are you supposed to hold it in and explode?
Yes, you are. You're supposed to hold it in to be be proper in front of a doctor.
Totally set you up on that. You of all people.
It's a doctor's office. It's not a studio.
You're gonna sit here and say you're exactly. It's okay to fart in a doctor's office and not in a studio. You're saying the opposite.
It is not.
You're on the wrong side of this argument, Stinky McStink Pants.
Wrong side. I see what you did there, too.
You should be on my side on this, which is weird because you're not. You're like, that was inappropriate. Hello.
I know me
are
personally.
Are you the farting the pot or the farting
the,
kettle?
If I'm at the doctor's office and I know that
I'm ripping ass.
I'm holding
I'm
it.
Not going, no, I'm ripping ass at
no.
the doctor's office. If I'm with my coworkers who I'm trying to get along with, I'm holding it.
That don't make no sense
well,
to me.
Well, then you finally figured my end game out. So there
that's
you go.
True. You're not trying to get along with
right.
me.
Right.
That's
I was just, you know.
I hope one day you accidentally poop. I really do. And then you're like, I got to go.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Like, I'll be back in an hour. I'm gonna
I think
run
we've
home.
Exhausted every pun in the middle of that story that we could. Some of them I think were unintentional.
I didn't even mean any of that. I'm just talking about an adult topic.
I mean, you kept saying, I understand where people could think this, but... And then he was behind just a little bit, so I got him.
That was all facts.
You know what else is facts?
Well, it's facts.
The rain is coming.
Yes.
Tropical storm. and the fact that with Imelda on the way, a lot of people are concerned about their roof. If they've got a house, they're wondering if their roof's going to withstand all of the water, and if they're going to make sure, if they're going to need to replace any of their roofs, or are they going to have to fix any leaks? Well, the bottom line is that if you are worried about any kind of roofing issue, there's only one company to call. It's Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're right here in the Houston area, so they're not going to be like storm chasers and deposit thieves that come in, take your money up front, do crappy work, and then leave town, and you can never find them or get the job done correctly. They're here for you locally in the Houston area. They have got the best ratings you could possibly ask for. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, five-star ratings, Facebook Home Advisor. Check them out online, FITZRoofing.com. But better yet, give them a call, 832-521-3001. Set up a free, no obligation inspection today. They come to your house, they look at what you got, tell you what they can do, and they go away. You want them to come back, you just reach back out. They're going to do great work. They're going to use top quality products like CertainTeed shingles, the best in the business. They're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it, you need it, you go to Fitz. Their base warranties longer and better than your average roofer, and I can go on and on. I'm telling you, there's only one place to call and get in contact with if you have any kind of roofing issue. It's Fitz Roofing. Check them out again, fitzroofing.com or 832-521-3001. Set up your free no obligation inspection today. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time. We're going to step away for just 60 seconds. Back in just a minute right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Barry still has yet to give us anything other than a tease on terms of what he wants to suggest for Way Back Wednesday. So we'll get to that at some point. Before we get to anything further, I do want to tell you that Rice and Baylor are going to take the field, and you want to be a part of it. The Owls and the Baylor Bears, Saturday, September the 21st, 6 p.m., Rice Stadium, presented by Houston Methodist. Don't miss out on this primetime Power 5 college football game deep in the heart of Texas. That's right, right here in Houston. Get your tickets now. Texas Celebration Day. Put your Texas pride on display. It's Rice, it's Baylor. Call or text 713-348-OWLS, 713-348-6957, or visit riceowls.com/tickets to secure your tickets today. In, as Nick calls it, the historic and beautiful former Super Bowl venue that is Rice Stadium. Go get yourself some tickets. Go see the Bears and Owls. Hoo-dee-hoo!
What was that
at the
end? That was an owl?
I don't know.
Please isolate that.
Kind of like a bad Cardi B.
That was...
Oh,
that was the worst owl. Do we know what an owl actually sounds like? No. You sound like a sick pigeon.
You sound like a lot worse than that someday.
That doesn't sound like an owl at all. Nicholas, find this what an owl sounds like and a pigeon sounds like, and let's compare that to Joel's.
Dude, that's the most...
That's an owl!
That's the prepubescent owl before they descend.
That's an owl, bro. That sounded nothing like your hoo-da-hoo! You just did some Master P. It's just... what does a pigeon sound like, Nicholas? Can we get a pigeon for Joel? Yeah. This is what yours sounded like. Way more. This was way closer to your quote unquote owl. No?
No, that was Antonio nothing? Brown.
Somebody texted. Yeah, that was your owl. It was a pigeon. Somebody texted this show and said, come on, guys, because we're talking about Antonio Brown and his gas. And this was the exact text. I'm just going to read it verbatim. Come on, guys. Surely you have better material to discuss today. Obviously, first time listener. So,
if I get to play that sound effect over and over again, there's no such thing as better material.
Welcome to the show, but we talk about anything and everything. So, yeah, unfortunately, that was a headline. So, it was a sports headline, and we discussed it.
And I get to play this.
You really like that one a lot. Somebody said, I guess we'll know how the show's going to close out from now on. Nah, we've already got our closing out.
Just more material if you
and
ever
I
need it.
I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Everybody's like, oh my God, is it 356?
Yeah,
what's going
the same
on right
thing.
Now?
Show's not over.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, our show closer is about farts, and you're surprised that we're talking about Antonio Brown. I don't think you paid attention very much.
So I know you hate to do this early.
Do you want
the
Wayback Wednesday theme or not?
Jeez.
Do you want it or not?
Nick?
If that came out of nowhere, bro. He's been asking for like 45
yeah, I've been
minutes.
Trying to
no.
get you to say it. Now
he
you keep
says
just,
it,
God
but then he doesn't
me,
give me
God
a chance
please.
To say it.
Oh, you're so full of it.
All right, so what's it going to be?
I don't know. I don't really have one. I was just
I was going to do something in regards to like
I do.
Time
That's
or
exactly
clock management
what mine was going to be.
Because of
time.
The whole Bill O'Brien.
That's what I had in mind, is songs about time or bands like The Time. Anything about time.
And it's officially my idea that I came up with oh. because I mentioned it first.
Okay, well, good. As long as we have an idea. I don't really care whose idea it was.
And I looked it up. There's a bunch of songs. Mm-hmm. Time, clocks.
Plenty.
Oh, Coldplay.
Songs about time keeps on slipping. Well, there's tons of stuff. So
I did do the whole
that's
on
the
this,
theme.
On
did
this
you already
day,
create your...
On this day in sports
your,
history,
are we gonna
I Googled
get your list
it.
Now?
Can I do Morris Day in the Time and just...
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Do the bird and...
Yeah. Morris Day what? In the Time works.
Okay.
Tomorrow
on you may the, want to stay away from the bird because you're not very good at
yeah your
birds.
Sound effects are slipping. What is going on? That was
it's Morris Day in the Time. It's the bird.
Oh God,
America, have you heard? It's a brand new dance. It's called the bird.
That was your bird. That was on Twitch. Those poor
I don't
people.
Care.
I would love to see what Twitch is saying about Joel's dancing right now. I'm gonna
let
go
me look
Twitch
it up.
And see uh-huh. right. All right, what topic are we discussing next, Joel? While I look up,
I don't know
your...
because I was going to start and then you were getting in. And
I
so,
just had
and
to
then,
get
and
it
and
out of the way.
You had this list of things you had to get to, and now here we go.
44 people.
So your that? Rockets owner is on a book tour.
Okay,
and he started here ESPN 97.5 with Raheel and John. He was on First Take this morning. He believes, and I'm going to read you some of these. Read you this quote. You tell me what you interpret this. He was talking to Sam Amick, a longtime NBA writer, and said, James and Russ go way back a long ways in California, so they can talk to each other like brothers. You know, instead of one player thinking he's the mentor, I just think it's going to go very well.
Where's the part where he says Chris Paul in the quote?
Yeah, because it's essentially what he says, and we've got a video coming out later this week, I believe, that Barry and I did this morning, where we had some a more extensive quotes from him, too, where he's basically saying because James and Russ grew up in California together, yeah. that they're on the same level. They're going to be able to express different feelings to each other, not get their feelings hurt, and they're going to be able to move forward in a positive way. Whereas, basically, reading between the lines, Chris Paul thought he was, you know, basically the mentor. And James Harden was the student. And James Harden looked at it, and from all the people that I've talked to close to the situation, they said, look, James didn't respect Chris for taking that kind of leadership approach and talking to him the way he did because Chris wasn't the player that he was previous, you know, early years in his career. So he's telling me to do things that basically I'm looking at him going, and what are you going to do? So it's going to be interesting to see if Tillman's right and this is a new dynamic and these two guys can figure it out. The one thing that I will say that was a positive based on what I took from what he said this morning on First Take was – Russ is going to be the guy with his hands on the ball. We had talked about this previously, and I said, how are you going to make Russell Westbrook your two guard yeah. when he's so much poorer of a shooter than James Harden?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
If Russ is your point guard, James is your two guard, and you are under the belief that these guys can work it out in terms of who's going to shoot when, how they're going to run the offense, I feel a hell of a lot better than I did when it was going to be Harden with the ball in his hands and Russ was going to be the guy as the two guard.
Well, when they made the deal and we talked about it, that's what I said. It makes sense to have Russ bring the ball up, run that pick and roll, that high pick and roll with Capella. If that doesn't work, you kick it up top back to James. Now you reset the offense, and he can either create off the dribble or knock down a three. So that makes a lot more sense than flipping that and letting Russ sit at the top of the three-point line because you know he's not going to be nearly as good at shooting threes as James Harden is. So I'm glad that they're saying that's what's going to be the case because that makes the most sense for this kind of offense.
And I think the other thing that makes the most sense for this offense is to play even faster if that's possible. Mm. So there isn't just one guy dribbling the ball for that amount of time, ISOing on the top of the key. On attack mode is where these two guys are at their best. And therefore, it also, from a D'Antoni standpoint, eliminates a lot of what could be some friction based on who gets the ball and who's going to do what, dribbling the ball. If they just continue to play fast and attack, true, now they're both, I think, in a much better situation, and it cures a lot of what could be potential woes for D'Antoni.
When does basketball season start? It's around the corner.
It's coming
October.
Up. Camp is getting ready to start, and that's why here's another interesting tidbit for you from our own Kelly Eco from The Athletic. He tweeted out this morning, in a change of plans, Luka Mbamute will not be making the trip to Vegas for Rockets mini camp. He was expected to join a group of veterans including Swaggy P. Nick Young, Thabo Sefolosha, and others. Now, on one hand,
for Rockets mini camp?
Yeah. This is the first I had heard of any of this. But I will say this. I like the fact that they're trying to fill out their roster with some veterans like a Thabo Sefolosha, who was in OKC with James and with Russ, mm-hmm, and is a professional and can give you defense and can do some things for you. Bringing back a Luka Mbamute, if he's healthy, we know what he was able to do defensively for this team in the past. I love that. So the Nick Young thing, I don't love so much.
No. Sefolosha's 35, though. I don't know about
that. And he's
that
had
either.
Some injuries. Yeah. So I'm not big. But look, I like the notion of kicking the tires on guys like this.
Sure.
Like, until Sean Livingston retired yesterday or the day before, I thought Sean Livingston would have been a great fit for this team because he's a winner. He knows how to play his role off the bench. He can be a leader in the locker room. That's a good thing. The other thing that everybody's keeping an eye on is Andre Iguodala. For right now, they're saying Memphis is not going to trade him. They're going to hang on to him. They're not going to cut him. And they're going to weigh their options to trade him maybe as the season starts. So now you're looking at both Chris Paul and Andre Iguodala as key chips to several teams in trying to improve chasing a championship.
Yeah. I can't believe basketball is already around the corner. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. And Tillman's out there talking about it. And if you missed it, he's also got a new book called Shut Up and Listen.
Boy, if he was the if he bought the Rockets back,
is that
in,
what it's called?
It's right there behind us.
Shut Up and Listen.
Mm-hmm.
It is right behind
this
you.
Is very aggressive for a name of a book.
Yeah.
Why go with something so aggressive? Isn't he? Doesn't
because
he have
he's
a
so successful and he can tell you how to be successful?
Doesn't he have a TV show?
Yep.
What's it called?
About billionaire.
Yeah,
Boss Man or something like that.
Listen,
hold on. You keep talking. I'll
anyone that's made a billion, I guess, can do what they want. But that seems like a very aggressive thing to say or to call your book, especially when there's no actual talking in the book. It's just people reading. So they wouldn't. I don't know. That seems aggressive. Is this how
billion
long,
dollar buyer on CNBC?
How long is the book? How many pages?
Roughly 167.
That's you went over 100. That's too much reading.
Well, the print's pretty big for you.
Does it have pictures?
He essentially
pop-ups.
He essentially said that what he did was take the suggestions of the people that did the show, that he had such good advice, such and a lot of great quotes, and put them all in book form for people to benefit from it. I opened up a page that says, quote, never become partners with someone who has the same skill set as you. Okay.
Oh.
Quote, you're trying to run a marathon and you haven't even shown me you can crawl.
Oh, wow.
Baby steps, Barry. Baby
okay.
Steps.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the show has done. So I guess for those of you that are chasing dreams in business and want the advice
Shut
of a guy that's made
listen.
A billion.
He's becoming Mark Cuban-ish, isn't he?
I think it's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Very good call.
I think he wanted to. I think he would have been had he been the owner back in 94 when Les Alexander bought the team.
Now, if he or goes out and gets whatever. His seats moved to right next to the bench, takes part in huddles and pregame shoot-arounds, and decides that he can kick players like Lamar Odom in the shins and tell them what they should or shouldn't be doing on the court, then he's become full-blown Mark Cuban. Because that story came out recently, too.
I saw that.
Lamar Odom, who's now in Dancing with the Stars, but he said when he was a Mav that at one point during a game, Cuban got so irate over the way he was playing or not playing that he kicked him in the shins on the bench.
Wow.
And basically cussed at him to get him to play better. And it took Vince Carter, who was on the team at the time, grabbing his forearm and saying, basically, don't do this.
Can't do
because
this.
Lamar was ready to go straight at Mark Cuban.
Wow.
There's
I don't
one
think
thing
that'll
about
be
being
Tillman.
Passionate.
I don't think that's going to be Tillman. And somebody tweeted, where'd it go? Dustin Stuckey tweeted and said, from what I understand, Shut Up and Listen refers to listening to your employees and customers. Okay. Well, good. Hey, look, I'm not knocking his hustle, and I'm not knocking his intelligence or what he does. That man
Me
has
either.
Made, if there's somebody I'm going to listen to, it's somebody that's made a billion.
And if you're in Houston, If you represent this city and you love sports in this city,
gotta love Tillman.
You got to love Tillman. Yep. Because from what he's done already, Nick, at your school, University of Houston.
Oh, man, he's a god.
Unbelievable.
There.
There's a chancellor there. And everything else, but guess who everybody thinks that everything that happens at U of H goes through? It's Tillman Fertitta. And now the fact that he's running your basketball team and he's kind of picked up where Les Alexander left off in terms of not being afraid to bring in that big name to make a difference. Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah.
So there you have that.
Look, you could do a lot worse as an owner, and you could do a lot worse as a leader in the community. So we're pretty lucky.
You could do a lot better with your business team, but yeah, you could definitely.
We're pretty
do.
Lucky to have two of the three sports franchises run and owned by good owners.
I don't disagree with that.
I won't
You're
say.
You're absolutely right.
You know, I think everybody can draw their own conclusions after that.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
We've got one segment to go. I'm sorry. Did I
already
slip? Yes, they can. Okay, so with one segment to go on the show, we're going to take it till 4. Blitz is going to take it till 7. So we'll put a bow on it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's in studio here at Gal Media. We appreciate you and had some good fun again today on the show. So if you missed anything, please go back. Check the podcast. Get on ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab, top of the page. Click on what you missed in terms of hours 1, 2, and now 3. And hopefully you download the app so you don't have to worry about it going forward. Crazily enough, Barry.
Okay.
My brother-in-law.
Yes.
Who's a fan of the show. He's in California. He's an attorney. He's assistant district attorney, matter of fact, in Indio, California, in Palm Springs. But he also sometimes suggests topics for the show.
Okay.
For some reason or another, he thought this would fit the show, and I think he might have had you in mind.
Okay. Oh, this will be interesting.
Newsweek. So it's a reputable source.
Okay.
Newsweek, on their website, in terms of world news, the headline reads, massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility. Firefighters forced to dodge, quote, projectiles. It's in Australia to set the stage for you. Okay. It is a cattle breeding facility.
Oh, and there's just...
There were thousands of dollars in damage after at least 100 cylinders containing bull's semen were destroyed by a fire.
First of all, I'm definitely going to have to fight this fire with a mask on, mouth closed.
Maybe you need to call OBJ for one of those shields.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going in right away. I think I'm going to hang back a little while and just see how this plays out. I'm not
let things progress a bit.
Yeah, I'm not just rushing in. You're like, what's in there? Bull semen. You know what? Well, let's just see what happens first. I'm not rushing in there, especially if there's projectiles. Are the projectiles full of bull?
So according to the fire authority, the liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding, and essentially the lids of the cryogenic cylinders were just popping off the top, and projectiles were being thrown from the building.
So
firefighters went in a defensive mode initially to protect themselves because there were also
everybody
LPG
get on one
cylinders.
Knee, go into defensive mode. Everybody get on. No, actually just run. Don't get down.
Now, they say they were defending themselves and protecting themselves because there were also LPG cylinders at a neighboring property that could have also exploded.
LPG?
And they did a magnificent job.
What is LPG?
I'm going to have to look that up for you, but evidently it's another explosive type cryogenic
really
chamber. Yeah. So basically, the cylinders are worth between $500 to $1,000 U.S. per unit, but the semen inside them varies in price.
So even afterwards, the bulls are still shooting their shots. Good for them.
Oh, God, I'm still swallowing it, though.
Really?
Well played, Nick.
Really? You're just going to play that right there?
Before I
Nick would run into this firefight with his mouth open.
I got it, guys! I got it! Leave it to me.
Put your hoses away! Listen, guys, I've got some experience in this. You guys just stand back. I got this. Where did it all go?
Here's another quote for you.
I'm so full right now.
I think that you can just
remember you started this.
I think that you can actually help here. Okay. And I don't say that often in this case.
Because I was going to use that on Joel, but then you had to go and do that. And that's why you
can't. We're coming into the AI season.
You could have used better words than that.
I'm taking a direct quote, Barry.
Okay.
Quote, we're coming into the AI season, so there would have been substantial amounts of semen inside the tanks that we've lost, which was owned by our local farmers. And it can range in value from $5 per straw till $95 per straw.
You know I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
You're such a jerk. It's your turn to
react. Don't blame
me. It also said the farmers have lost a lot of equipment as part of the fire.
you know who's the happiest of all this? The bulls. They're like, oh, you need more?
Yep.
All right, buddy, go ahead.
I'm your guy.
Putting their hands behind their head. Go ahead. Let's do this.
AI season, not artificial intelligence, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say, what is AI season? Artificial insemination.
Yes.
Ah.
See, I figured that one out.
Okay.
Although I'm still working on your YPG tanks or whatever.
LPG. I was like, and my very first thought was, and I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I was like, is that their version of the gay community? The LPG? BTQ? No. All right. That was a thought.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up for you right now.
LPG, liquid propane gas.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that would
tie you back into the Antonio Brown story. You brought it all back.
Thank you, Spencer, for that. Okay. Yeah, that would definitely not be fighting that fire.
No.
I don't know if I'd fight either fire, if I'm being honest. If they're like, I'm like, what's in that building? Bull semen. All right, what's in that building? Propane. I quit. I'm sorry. It's not cut out to be a firefighter. This is not what I signed up for. I don't like either of those options. I'm just going to go do IT or something else. This is a lot safer than what's taking place right now. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's just...
I didn't realize that it would become projectiles like that.
That's, I guess because of the fact that...
It expands when it gets warm?
Well, but if it's a cryogenic, you're trying to keep it fresh in its state, so you have to use the chemicals to do... things that can be under high pressure.
First of all, I don't know what you just said. Second of all,
it's not just like a thermos full of semen. I mean, you got it. You're trying
to. Maybe it's just Ziploc baggies. You don't know what the process is, do you?
No, thankfully I don't. But based on the article
you out here just
that I'm reading, took 10 fire crews more than 2 hours to fully extinguish the fire after it broke out around 3 a.m. So right after bar time.
Damn. That's wild. And this was in Australia?
Yep.
Hmm.
Spokesperson for the fire authority said it completely shredded the building. So that was some powerful stuff.
Wow.
Just wanted to leave it there for you.
Good times.
Yep. Showed a picture of the building. It does not look good.
No?
Nope. Don't think it's going to make it.
I can't see.
I can run the video for you if you want.
No,
you
don't have
your glasses on because you're twitching.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, I didn't realize. I never thought of a place like that burning down and the consequences of it.
Oh, the professional name is Herd Services.
What?
Yeah. So the company's name is Yarum, and the sign out front says Yarum Herd Services. Servicing your herd, one silo at a time.
Great. Appreciate that. Well, this was a good show today. It was a lot of fun. We'll move on from that topic for about 30 seconds to 45 until I do my read. So how was your day?
You know what? I felt like based on that story that there was a lot of get up and go and a lot of potential.
Yeah, a lot of get upside regarding that story.
Yeah, you guys really didn't help much on that. This is not smooth at all.
We circled
well, you
it
already
right
pointed
back.
Out that the upside right of the story is the fact that the Bulls are going to be in a position.
I don't want you to point out anything.
Oh.
I want you to stop talking about it altogether. And I hate you for doing that in the last segment where I have a read.
Peace out, suspects. We love you.
You are such a jerk. Hey, if you haven't downloaded Get Upside yet, then you should go do that absolutely right now. Take the time. It takes 2 seconds to put it on your phone, iTunes, and Google Play. And if you don't know what Get Upside is, well, where have you been? Guys, Get Upside gets you cash back for stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. If you have not done this yet, you're wearing me out here, folks. Like, this is, I can't tell you how easy this app is to use and how simple it is to get cash back for money you're already paying for. And I say this all the time, but it's absolutely true. If someone were to offer you $5 back while you're pumping gas, if they just walked up and said, hey, here's $5, you're not turning that down. But by not using GetUpside, that is exactly what you're doing. You are turning down free money. You're turning down your money and the opportunity to get it back. Now, I use it. AJ uses it. Nick's using it. We've got tons of listeners using it and more people at the station using it. There's no reason for you not to not get on this. I have listeners that have gotten over $400 cash back from using GetUpside. Where's your money at? Well, it's sitting in the pump and it's sitting at the table somewhere else if you're not using GetUpside. So do yourself a favor right now. It's all one word. Go to your app store, type in GetUpside, click on install. It takes less than a minute or two, and then you're good to go. And then on the way home, stop and get gas, and you can get cash back. And if you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, that's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up. That'll get you a little seed money, and then you're off and running. And then you can start sending me screenshots when you start getting money in that account. And who knows? Maybe you'll have $400 like one of my listeners do. Or maybe you'll have $150 like another listener. Guys, do yourself a favor. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. Don't go anywhere. Bliss is up next. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.